Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros here. I'm Rob.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
We also have Ryan Buckley, as Patrick would say, on the ones and twos.
Fuck you.
They either say on the, everyone always says on the ones and twos or behind the glass. Those are two very widely used references to the producer of these programs.
Well, to us, he is behind glass.
Yes,
I am behind the glass.
He's like a monkey in a cage.
Yeah,
here on a 50,000-watt blowtorch.
That's right,
KFXX AM.
Which we recently found out is the biggest blowtorch you can have.
Unless rocking you on a Friday? Mexico. Why did I say that?
So, the Beavers are losing. This is concerning because while it's only 2-1 in the sixth inning, I guess Florida State's ace is on the hill in game two.
Yes, yeah, so correct. This is a big win if they can make a comeback here. And I think Oregon State's, this Dax Whitney kid that threw today... They're saying he is the number two prospect for the 2027 draft because he's a youngin.
So, number two overall. Wow. Well, he threw 98 pitches. He was not very efficient. He only went into the fifth inning.
But he struck out a bunch.
Yeah, he's got a nice fastball.
He has 22 strikeouts in his last 10.5 innings.
But it's 2-1. That big fat kid for Florida State is having a nice game.
Joey Vellini. The big fat kid from Florida State. That's a, what a detailed description.
I'd say the country strong boy from Florida State, maybe.
Yeah, that's
he's a big boy.
The Clydesdale in there has taken offense to you saying the big fat boy.
Hey, when's the big race?
Next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah.
What day?
Saturday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we're 8 days out.
The 14th, is that right?
That's right.
Are we in prime? We're dialed in?
I think so. I mean, the
haze in the barn?
The swim has seemed good for a while, except for the fact I haven't done it in cold open water yet. But I feel the best about that. The 5K, we hit another personal best on Monday and or no Tuesday. Anyhow, and the ride is fine. So I think we're gonna make it happen. I'm gonna try to do the entire triathlon sometime early next week as like a. As a little run through.
Okay. He's ready. The Clydesdale's ready.
Maybe a Monday or Tuesday try, you know, for myself.
What he's doing is he's really trying to peak at the right time.
Yes.
And it's working because he keeps setting a new PR every time he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but then I've been told you want to dial it back right before the tapering.
Yeah, because I've heard for a lot of people that like run marathons, even half marathons, they don't actually ever train to get to that distance. You just get close enough and then you count on, you know, the ability and the adrenaline to get you over the hump. So the fact that you're going to do the whole thing, you know, that's usually not the way it works.
It's not usually the way it works, but I think that will give me more of the mental, like, you've already been able to do this, you'll be able to do it again, and so, yeah.
Well, as long as you don't drown, you're gonna finish.
I don't think I'm gonna drown.
Then you're fine, because that's the first.
That's right, that's the first.
I mean, once it's past that, then, I mean, look, if you cramp up, you can hobble your way, and you can ride as slow as you want on a bike, you'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe I just don't fall off the bike.
Yeah, don't do that.
So Buckley is a sprint try Clydesdale.
That's right.
That's right.
And that will be in Bend on June 14th.
Yeah. Schultz will be in for me on Friday because we're going up to Bend. It starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Dude. Oof.
Woof.
Oof.
Well, I think it's better, though, because if it's a really hot weekend, you don't want to be doing that in the middle of the day.
I wouldn't want to be doing that during any part of the day. But
But that was the choice that was already made.
You couldn't get me to do anything other than that bike ride. Hey, you want to swim a couple miles? No. You want to run a 5K? No. The 12-mile bike ride, I'm fine. But the other stuff, again, the most you're getting me is the Sucanic 1K fun run, which we're still working on putting on. It's going to be a great time.
I hate the run, man. I've done it like a dozen times. I hate it.
Running's stupid.
It is.
How much money would it take you to do it? Like, you just have to complete it. Just we want you to do all three. We really need Big Sue.
Like, we put stacks of cash on the table and Sue, for you to do this alongside 5K. Me next Saturday, what has to be on the table?
So I got to swim how many miles?
Half a mile, 800 meters.
Half a mile, and then 3.2-mile run, right?
And a 12-mile bike.
$5,000.
Wow. I'd do it for less.
Would you?
I'd undercut him. Yeah.
I don't think you would.
I don't think you would do it for less.
$4,500.
Exactly. I think it's going to take more. I think I don't think $5,000 gets you down.
Five figures for Rob to get
out there. And you
got
to go down to Bend to do it at 7 in the morning? You ain't doing that.
I'll tell you what I don't like to do. I can tell you this right now.
Any of that?
Well, any of it. But swimming especially, I'm not interested.
Most people feel that way. I like the swimming part the best, which I think is not normal.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Well, he's a Clydesdale. He's like the manatee of the...
I am buoyant.
Yeah.
You just called him a manatee?
Yes. That's kind of the manatee is the Clydesdale of the sea.
I don't know that that's accurate. I think maybe you want to go with like an orca or something.
Really? Well, orca?
I'm not saying I'm an orca, but I think manatee and Clydesdale are not the right analogy.
Neither one's very fast, but they're both majestic and loving. What would you? I'm not giving you killer whale.
You know, okay, it doesn't even have to be killer whale, but like.
Would you like a harbor seal? Does that feel better?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Do you think of majestic and loving when you think of Ryan Buckley?
I do. He is a very majestic, loving man. I like it. I thought the manatee was a nice, but apparently a manatee.
The manatees do literally nothing. They just float. And the Clydesdale, at least it's a sturdy working horse, you know?
Well, we'll work on that. See what better aquatic
maybe
analogy.
Maybe I'm a bull shark.
But don't, you're not an orca. Maybe a beluga.
Oh.
Well, we're rooting for you.
How about a sturgeon?
Now, will your family be out there watching you, or will they just sleep in?
Probably a little A, a little of B. With the two kids, there's no telling what they'll be doing or up for at that time in the morning. They'll probably be awake, but I'm not sure trying to organize everybody to see me start the swim makes any sense. So I think I'll see him at the finish line, and I might see him somewhere along the way, but I don't know that it's going to be a let's watch dad for 2 hours.
He'd be like, how'd you do? Like, you come in, how'd you do? I did fine. All right, let's go. The kids want to go to the park, and so you're going to take them down there. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I know how this goes. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go see daddy finish the race, and then daddy will take you to the park. Wait, what?
That's right.
What just happened?
Tired daddy.
And then it'll be like, well, yeah, we were with the kids all morning. It's your turn now.
Trust me, if I know Mrs. Buckley, you're not getting the afternoon off. No, no, no.
No, it's her vacation too.
That's right. You had your vacation in the water, you sea cow. Get your ass over there and start watching some kids. Mama needs a foot rub. See, it could be worse.
Try Clyde sea cow.
Look up.
Are you going to wear a Speedo?
No. God, please do it.
I'm going to wear, I think I showed you. I'm going to, the wetsuit is like, it's like a sleeveless wetsuit, but it's full length on the legs. I showed you, didn't I?
I don't think so.
I thought I showed you a photo of
it. I saw your helmet.
No, I'm not going to be wearing that helmet. That was the one that my buddy Joe said that he would offer me, and I'm like, I'm not nearly a good enough cyclist to be wearing that thing. It's like the really pointy raindrop one.
What do you wear when you bike?
So you have options. You can either wear tri shorts, which are essentially waterproof shorts that are quick drying and also have like a bike seat pad in the back, or you can wear a tri suit, which is kind of like a zip up onesie situation.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
I think I'm probably doing that.
Yes. You got a zip up onesie?
I'll show you in the break.
Dude, I just want to see photos of Buckley.
You're going to see photos.
I'm disappointed.
Ladies won't be able to keep their hands off me out in Bend.
I'm disappointed you're not.
High desert lookout.
If I did it for the $5,000, I would do it 100% in a Speedo. That's just good times.
Well, it improves your time.
No, it doesn't. I've actually been told that the wetsuit, because of the extra buoyancy, helps you in the water. So,
are you shaving?
Makes me more manatee-like. No, that's what the wetsuit's for.
Are you gonna be smooth like a
I'm adding a layer of blubber. So it's great.
What do you wear when you run?
The tri-suit. It's like the little onesie thing.
The tri-suit is for all three.
Yeah. So the tri-suit goes under the wetsuit, and then when you get out of the water, you just take the wetsuit off, put your shoes on, and go.
And you're ready to go.
Yeah, and then who gets your wetsuit? Who picks
that? You basically have like a station where you can like drop your stuff and put on your
because you got to get going.
That's right.
This is time.
I've had to learn about these things. I didn't know about them. Apparently, the best thing to do is I just bring myself like a race bucket. I get like a Home Depot bucket. Mm. Throw my shoes in there. Throw my socks in there. Maybe a towel if I want it.
Maybe like
something like that.
Maybe like a Subway sandwich.
Maybe a cold cut combo. Yeah,
a six pack.
That's right. Give me a 6-inch meatball in there. No,
6-inch meatball and maybe a Deschutes like mirror pond. Or something,
but then you basically just drop your wetsuit there in the bucket. You take your bike, and I think the bike is either like I think it's a loop or an out and back. But you bring your bike back to the same part you started the bike ride, and then you run from there too. So you kind of have just like a hub base.
That was entirely too much information.
Way more,
but
tri-clide information than anyone needed.
I'm interested. Maybe we should send a crew out there.
I'm in the Bend area that weekend. Where do I go with my Truckline buck sign to cheer on?
Dude, that'd be great.
Yes.
Have a gallery.
People
are running alongside my bike like the Tour de France.
Hell yeah. Where are you swimming?
In the Deschutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming it's right there in that like where you put in it to like raft, I'm guessing.
I would imagine so. I can look up the map online, but yeah, they've got a little section like buoyed off.
Go with the current, you're fine.
That's what they say makes it easy.
When in doubt, just flip on your back
and
float a la manatee style.
I didn't pick the course, man. I just signed
up. There's some rapids on that river.
Exactly, dude. I think the manatee is getting better and better.
I floated that thing.
Between the blubber I'm bringing myself, the extra layer of the wetsuit blubber, and the current, the manatee's feeling good.
I hope they make you swim up current.
They're not. I've already read the information packet.
All right. High school sports news. I mean, listen. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay. I can't wait. Oh, I think the Beavs.
Double play.
Yeah, but Florida State got one, so.
3-1.
I think 3-1 going to bottom of 7.
Damn it.
So gotta make a little rally here.
Buckley, how are you gonna feel when you cash the ticket on Florida State? Are you gonna
Are
you gonna feel terrible?
No.
Betting against the four lowly.
I was thinking about this earlier today. Like when people think it's odd or have a problem with somebody from the rival school betting against the rival school, I find that crazy to me. Why would I be supporting Oregon?
Yeah, I guess
State?
You're a Duck fan.
Like
I forgot about that.
Get off my nose if they lose. I mean, I think it's fun for everybody in the state if they go on a run and all that, but not in our conference, and they're our rivals, so let's screw them.
Buckley's a sea cow and a big jerk, apparently.
That's right.
Yeah, should they have stripped this girl of her title? That's next on The Fan. All right, coming up next, we will talk to Joey Harrington. Fun Friday, where we'll ask him about his top meats, because that's
about what we do on a Friday.
That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
but first, I told you I had big high school news. Now I am distraught over this story.
You are.
I am, Jace.
I don't think you are. I think you're faking. But I can't wait to hear what sort of fake outrage you have.
This is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a California high school sprinter who was stripped of her state title. She won the 400 meter finals.
It's a very big deal.
She is a sophomore. Her name is Clara Adams. She's only 16.
She'll win more then.
North Salinas High. Mm-hmm. And she has been disqualified by the California Interscholastic Federation, the CIF.
Those bastards. I've never liked the CIF.
Due to her celebration after she won.
You can get your title stripped because of something you did after the race?
Yep. They deemed it unsportsmanlike.
Huh.
Here is what she did.
Doctor.
Are you ready for what she did?
I'm guessing.
What do you think she did?
I'm guessing there was some sort of motion. I'm guessing there was a prop. There was a prop.
Yeah.
I was gonna say some sort of either gun gesture or maybe a crotch chop.
Like a Ja Morant celebration?
Yeah. There was a prop.
Yeah.
But I can't even fathom what sort of runner prop is there?
She won the race. Uh-huh. She went up to the stands because that's what you do when you win races.
Yeah,
hug your family.
Sure.
And her dad handed her a fire extinguisher and she blew it on her shoes.
And she actually set it off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. And this, of course, it's a bit.
Yeah.
There's
a video of it.
Yeah, somebody did that back in the day.
What do I look at?
The Miami Hurricanes did it coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Well, there was a sprinter who did that years ago.
It was Justin Gatlin. Somebody referenced this. I think Nemec said it was Gatlin who did that. But there was an American male sprinter who did the same thing when they won.
Yeah, and the idea is just,
she's
spraying her cleats because she's so fast, her shoes are on fire. You know,
burning up the track. Yeah.
Blazing speed.
Sure.
Well, she has, that was deemed unsportsmanlike, and she has been what they call robbed of her championship. She says, I was having fun. I'd never won something like that before, and they took it away from me. I didn't do anything wrong. She added, I worked really hard for it, and they took it from me, and I don't know what to do.
Well, you're not going to do anything.
Did you hear what else they did?
That was her quote.
They suspended her for the 200, too. They wouldn't let her run in the next race.
Wow. That's right.
Now, can I ask, was it known that you can't do this sort of thing?
Well, I can read you the rule. I don't know that.
It's a good question whether they were even aware that you weren't supposed to do this.
So unsporting conduct can include disrespectfully addressing an official, any flagrant behavior, intentional contact, taunting, criticizing, or using profanity directed towards someone.
Yeah.
The rule is cited as a gray area that the CIF used to justify this decision, but they claim that the CIF ruled it unsporting conduct and that they were really nasty to her about it.
Okay, well, I don't know what to do about this because on one side, it does seem like take the cob out of your ass, CIF.
That would be my viewpoint.
And she won the race, so...
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
Well, and they gave it to another girl who's like, I didn't win. I didn't win.
Yes.
You know?
But at the same time, if it's a widely known thing that you can't do this, then, oh no, the consequences of my own action. First off, your jackass father, why are you doing bits? This goes back to you're a sophomore in high school that won a 400 meter race. My God, what, you trying to go viral? You're doing this for your awesome 9 Instagram followers? Maybe it's a life lesson not to be a dumbass. So from that aspect, I don't feel bad for them because, again, this was something totally you did this to yourself. Did the California board or whatever certainly overreact? Absolutely. But to act like somehow you're like this tragic victim and you had no part in this, you did it yourself.
Yeah, I just think...
Would it be different if it were like a football team and they did a coordinated celebration on a touchdown and they're like, no, you guys don't actually win the championship?
Yeah, well, like, if I'm playing in a high school football game and we score the winning touchdown and we go into the stands and start bringing, like, extinguishers out and spraying on the field, yeah, there's probably going to be some consequences. Now, it does seem weird that you can negate the results of it.
Like, that's the part that's weird.
I get the idea of, all right, you won this, you're not going to be able to run in the two. That to me would be a little more of a fair thing. Like, you won this race. Now, we're not going to let you run on the next one because you're a dumbass, but it does seem ridiculous they took it away. But yes, Like, when you do these sorts of things in football games, there is consequences. You can't go into the stands and bring props down.
Yeah, I just don't think...
Why does everything now have to be... Well, there's part of my old curmudgeonism.
Gotta go viral, baby.
You gotta go viral.
I just don't think that it was widely known that this was a problem. I can see them totally thinking that this would be fine. It's just doing a bit. You know, it's harmless.
Yeah.
And I feel like they are shocked that it was a problem.
Yeah.
And I can see why they would be shocked that it was a problem. Because it's just, God,
it seems ridiculous.
Yes, but, it's absurd. People are just trying to have a little fun. Calm down, CIF. God.
Well, I see both sides. I lean more towards the side of the family that the cob needs to come out of someone's butt.
Here's what I would ask. What is unsportsmanlike about that? I mean, she's just, it's her own thing. There's no one else around.
Yeah.
She barely, she just did it.
Yeah,
it
was
the same thing that makes a touchdown dance with a prop in the NFL on sportsmanlike. I mean, they'll throw 15 yards at you. They don't take the touchdown away.
So what,
but,
I mean, because like when sprinters, oftentimes they throw their arms up in the air.
Sure.
Well, what is the line for, oh, that's egregious, you can't do that, you know, versus celebrating?
I would say spraying a fire extinguisher probably should be a fairly... Setting off a fire extinguisher in front of people
seems further across the line than just
putting a flag on or something. I can see where someone might say that's a bridge too far. It's a bridge too far.
To take her title from her?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But at the same time, because I watched this little clip of her and her dad, and they are acting like this is like they are the greatest victims of all time when you did it. And my that's what I want to know. Did they have any idea that there would be punishment and pushback on this, or are they completely oblivious to it? Because to me, that matters as well. Because just the idea that you were going to do something that you knew had the potential to be a problem, and you did it so that your 16-year-old can go viral to a couple hundred people on Instagram, there's part of me that's like, well, lesson learned. Also say this, she's a sophomore. She's going to have plenty more of these races. I am willing to guess that this may teach her and her father more of a lesson than winning that 400 as a sophomore.
All right.
Taking a shot at it.
We got to run because Joey Harrington, famous Detroit Lions and Oregon Ducks quarterback, is standing by. He will power, I think, he's going to power rank his top meets.
I certainly hope so.
Because of you inspired today's segment.
The lamb sliders that I had.
You had lamb sliders.
They were good.
Today. Homemade lamb sliders.
I didn't make them.
So we'll get to that with Joey. Coming up next, here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
It is time for story time with J. Joseph Harrington, who will be power ranking his three favorite meats today on the show.
I will eventually. But I have a, you know how like, well, okay, let me back up here. We are all respected journalists.
Clearly.
Right, in this profession.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. In order to be on sports talk radio, you must, you know, pass accreditation. You know, it's like, what was that class? Info Hell is what they used to call it, right? At Oregon, it was the journalism school, and it was a class that everybody had to take. So yes, just establishing that. And so by being part of that respected circle of colleagues, when there is a mistake that's made, it is our duty and obligation to go back and post a correction.
Absolutely.
So it is, yes. So I would like to quickly revisit a conversation from last week. Okay. And say that said friend or said colleague who whose family was part of the conversation last week came to me and after listening to the segment said it was not Souk.
Ah, dang
But actually it was Rop and the second time was Buck.
How about that?
Buck?
Yeah. Filthy mouth Ryan Buckley over there. Meanwhile, I'm over here being a saint.
Well, we've already established your cardinal.
Yes.
In Conte or whatever the.
Yeah, I'm a man of the Lord, basically. I'm a secret agent. I'm the CIA of God at this point. Meanwhile, these godless heathens that I'm with are throwing out the B word left and right.
Look, I'm not going to lie. When you brought that to the table last week and he said Souk, I was yeah, it was the upset of the century, and I was smiling ear to ear inside. But
apparently everybody is Souk when, you know, when
yes.
It's just like, yeah, I don't know, Souk said it.
I think it's when they hear something they don't like, yeah. They instantly blame Souk because he's very controversial.
Yeah. It gets lumped upon me.
Yeah.
As podcast tough guy / radio funny man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. He said it. That actually happens a lot, though, where if one of us says something, it doesn't matter who actually said it. It just gets lumped somewhere. You're like, I don't know. The show said it. Yeah, that guy.
So don't say anything.
Well, it is interesting that at a certain point, you guys no longer have your individual identities. It's just Isaac and Souk.
Yeah.
Like all one. Hey, well, you know, where'd you hear that? Isaac and Souk.
Yeah.
Like it's just actually one. You know.
Well, my favorite is, and I know Rob gets this, I'm sure, like golfing, but Rob, have you been to a Timbers game ever?
Yeah.
You've been to one?
Three.
Three. You've been,
maybe
you sure about that?
Two or three.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Almost ever. So me and my buddies go to just about every game. And I kid you not, at least once a game, someone gets one of these. Souk, where's Rob? And I just kind of, and I sit there and I stare at him and I'm like, do you think we just, like we live together? It's like a bosom buddy sort of situation. I'm like, because obviously you listen to the show, and if you listen to the show, where's Rob? I don't know, but you know where he's not? Here. He's not at this game, and yet it happens almost every time.
I get that a lot too. Yeah, we're Souk. I don't know, if he were up your ass, you'd know where
exactly.
He was.
Exactly. Not here.
I think that people just don't really know what to say.
And so that's the easiest.
And they just, it's a go-to. Yeah, it's a quick go-to.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, where's the other one?
When you run into a celebrity like yourselves, people tend to freeze a little bit.
Yeah, they clam up around us.
What do you get? Like, because you have to, I mean, we have someone here at the station who will remain nameless, but Joey, when you're on, they legitimately get uncomfortable. Like, it's a fanboy experience to where they struggle a little bit to process.
It's Buck.
So, when old bitch Buckley over there.
I would like to point out that was Big Sook.
No.
Jason Sikan.
I think that was the other one. But what do you most often get when someone approaches you and you hear, do you hear Joey? Do you hear Mr. Harrington? Do you, like, can I have a moment of your time? What's the most common thing you get?
So this is more of a, let's just establish, I am now old.
Yeah.
Right. So when you've hit that point of oldness and, I'm no longer in view. Like, you, A-list celebrities are in people's lives every single day.
Yeah.
Right. So every single afternoon I can listen to Isaac and Sook as one word. I haven't been, like, actually in the public for, you know, the better part of 15 years.
Yeah.
So a lot of that has kind of worn off, which is fine.
Yeah.
The thing, and so a lot of the interactions then are not that clam up type of reaction, or it's like, oh my God, this is the person that I heard yesterday, or this is the person that I saw on TV yesterday. Like, it's like, oh, wait a minute, is that guy from, like, you know, from, like, a couple of, like, two, like, 20 years ago? It's like, yeah, I think it is. And so there's one of a couple responses that I'll get. Like, I'll walk by and someone will go, isn't that Joey Harrington? And my favorite response is like, and I'll just go, wait, where? No, wait. And, you know, then you just keep walking. Or, like, their parents will send their kids up. Mm. Like, I'm supposed to ask you to sign something. It's like, what am I saying? I don't know. My dad told me to come ask you. I was like, why don't you just tell your dad to get his butt over here? Or then most of the time, it's just like a straight up, just go Ducks.
Yeah.
Go Ducks.
And then
Ducks.
We just keep walking. Like, just go Ducks. You know, just kind of a little nod and like, hey, go Ducks. and then you just kind of go about your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I thought they were going to say, where's Rob?
Hey, where's Rob? Where's Buckley?
Hey, Joey, where's Buck?
Yeah, the Go Ducks one. That's
I could see that.
It's the new Rock Chalk.
Yeah, right.
You know, Go Ducks.
Yeah. Throw an O at you or something.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and that's really what it's not Go Ducks. It's just like a quick little Go Ducks.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Well, that's got to be better than what it used to be.
Well, it used to be was like voicemail death threats. So
anything. Bomb.
Oh, yeah. That,
you
yeah.
bum.
You know.
Yeah, it's. That's the Jay Cutler getting spit on in Chicago.
I mean, look, you being in the public eye was, you know, you made a career out of it. You had some great experiences. But did you like it? Like that portion of it, was it ever comfortable?
I mean, there were benefits to it. I'm not going to lie. There were absolutely benefits to it. But no, it's not something that anybody really gets truly comfortable with, because there's a significant loss of privacy, right? And so when you feel like you are constantly, I say, trying to hide, which is, you know, which is kind of the point that I got to, you end up pulling back from the parts of life that you really want to enjoy, mm-hmm. right? Everything just kind of changes. I didn't like that. I didn't like the place that it took me to. I didn't like the person that I became. But you know, I liked not paying for dinner. Like, that was great. Mm. You know.
Where was the pulling back moment?
where was the pulling back? I think it was mostly with just with family, like friends and family. Like I was so guarded with so many things that the world that I lived in didn't resonate, or, you know, the friends and family didn't experience that and couldn't quite understand it. And so the things that made sense to me and the way that I acted didn't, you know, I was on guard. I was on edge with my family, and that's not a good place to be.
Well, I'm guessing I had one 100th or maybe even 1,000th of what you had, but it sounds like, but I've seen people that have experienced it like you up close. And it's not, you don't live in reality. I know it's your reality, but it's a very unique reality that very few people live in. And everyone else around you is in a different world than what you're existing. And I'm guessing those worlds can be uncomfortable sometimes, or at least awkward when they overlap, like a Venn diagram.
That's a very smart man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much spot on. Yeah. And what happens is so many people, you know, you hear this, I don't say horror stories, but you hear the stories of family members who start to glom on, or, and this was by no means what I, you know, my situation at all. But when you start to try and bring people into that world, mm-hmm. and when you start to, you know, hey, why don't you come with me? Or, hey, why don't you be a part of this? And hey, like, and you start to mesh those two worlds. That's when a lot of the situations occur of family members getting too greedy, or friends taking advantage of, or, you know, you read something about, you know, so-and-so has cut themselves off from their family. Well, it's probably because like that dynamic became really, really, it's hard to navigate such a deep divide between what your reality is and what their reality is. And efforts to reconcile the two don't always go very smoothly.
Did you have anyone, and you don't have to name names or anything like that.
Peter.
Buck.
Did you have any people that you thought were close to you or family members that resented your success?
Ooh.
Mm.
Now we're getting all.
I say name names.
Well, I've encountered people, maybe not necessarily in this level of success athletics, but from a business standpoint, and almost all of them have someone that they thought was close to them that end up being resentful, or think that it was given to them and not earned, and it causes problems. And I was just wondering if you had. Because you guys, you seem like you have a very close-knit family. Like the Harrington clan seems like it's very close. And I wonder if you experienced any of that.
Yeah, I'm sure that I have. I can't think of anything that comes to mind. I would say that most of the resentment that I faced came from, you know, the cities that I, you know, played for and didn't play well. It's like, screw you.
But I think it's different when it comes from inside the house. I think it comes, sure. it's different when, at least the people that I know, those are the ones that really end up hurting someone, because you do get it from outside forces, and inside the fence is supposed to be safe. And when it comes from inside the fence, I think those are the ones that really end up stinging.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple, I won't say, not like inside the family fence, but yeah. There have been a couple, you know, business partnerships yeah. that, you know, I thought were more than that. Yeah. That, you know, you can hear it 100 times, you know, you don't never mix business and pleasure or yeah. family and friends, or I don't know, whatever they, maybe I haven't heard it 100 times cause I get, you know, cause yeah. it bit me in the butt. But yeah, I mean, those things are, those things are tough to deal with, because there is a level of, look, I won the lottery. I mean, let's call a spade here, right? Like, there was a day where I existed in that world, and all of a sudden, like, a switch flipped, and, you know, you get handed this life-changing check. It doesn't invalidate the work that was done to get there. However, for many people, like, who are truly doing the day-to-day and, frankly, doing the more important things other than playing professional sports, teachers, firefighters, public servants, like, you know, you go down the list, healthcare providers that don't make that type of money. And so when they are grinding on a day-to-day and see somebody, you know, who goes out and plays football and, you know, I mean, God, it just continues to get astronomical. A baseball player signing for $500 million, like that's just, it's asinine is what it is. And I think that just kind of on its, at face value can lead to some of that resentment.
Very true. Will Joey rank his top three favorite meats? Tune in next to find out with J. Joseph Harrington, the very famous J. Joseph Harrington, here on 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, and before we get to your meat rankings, now we're talking about this because Suk had a delicious-looking lamb slider today, and I asked him from where, because he was heating it up in the kitchen, and it looked like a leftover. It was not.
Hold on. I'm sorry, in the break, I started eating some Thai food, and I got,
spicy.
Okay, hold on.
Spicy.
Ooh, spicy.
Oh, I got you.
A little water.
Yep.
Reheating lamb in the office microwave.
Yes,
that's right.
I would say is just a step below reheating fish.
Wow. Hot take.
Because lamb can get gamey now. Lamb can get that funk to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there a Was there a funk in the brand? Quite frankly, it was there was a hot honey on there with some stinky cheese crumbles.
I can't say I knew that about lamb. I mean,
you never heard or no. thought of lamb as like a gamey meat? I'm not saying it even compares with like the smell of like, you know, day old shrimp or something, yeah. but like there are a lot of people that don't enjoy yeah. the smell flavor of lamb. It's yeah. a very polarizing protein.
Yeah, lamb is a controversial meat. I will give you that. If we're power ranking meats and a lamb is in your top three, it's going to cause, that's going to be a topic of discussion. People, and I don't know why, but people push back on lamb a lot. And, quite frankly, I'm not about it.
Well, it's not for everyone.
It's
but he made his own lamb slider. I wanted to give him credit.
Well, I did not.
They were homemade.
They were homemade. The BTJ. The BTJ. Those yeah. did not come from my hands. I can assure you of that.
Yeah. But it looked like it was from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Anyway, What were we talking about?
We were talking about power ranking meats. But you said that like lamb is that's essentially like makes my point is lamb is not for everybody. Yeah. There are people who are like, oh hell no, I'm not doing lamb.
I did offer Rob one of my delicious lamb sliders, and I don't believe he even considered it. He did not. He just went right by.
No, I declined. I'd already eaten. Mm. You know, I don't like to eat twice.
I think that it might have been the lamb. Okay. I think you're anti lamb.
I'm pro lamb actually. I'm pro lamb. I can do lamb. You know what I can't do? Duck. Dislike duck.
Really? You don't like a crispy duck?
I don't. I think it's disgusting.
Buck's giving you a thumbs down right now. That's a disappointed thumbs down.
Can we establish some ground rules here before we get going?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. So we are obviously separating out different types of fowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Because we talked duck. Duck is different than chicken. Sure. Chicken is mm-hmm. different than turkey. Okay. Yes. Are we including all... So if... Is fish, is all fish the same? Is halibut the same as salmon? Is
no.
the same no. as shrimp?
No.
Okay. No. Shellfish? how do we feel about mollusk?
I think we have, by the way, I love the fact that we've now used the term mollusk. No, I think you have to be specific. If you're into shrimp, you're into shrimp. But if you're into, you know, shrimp and scallops, two very different things. A nice piece of whitefish, very different than salmon.
This is what leads to the next thought. Is a T-bone the same as a sirloin? Is ground beef 85/15 the same as ground wagyu?
No.
Like where are we on
again,
that?
Again, be as specific as possible when you power rank your top three meats.
Yeah, because I think I think you could say steak. And all encompassing, like if you're a steak man, I get it. No, sometimes you like
what steak?
Well, I think sometimes you like a New York, sometimes like a T-bone. Maybe you like a ribeye, but
well, pick one.
I think steak and ground beef obviously are two very different things. But I feel like if you said steak is number one, I would accept that and not pin someone down to say you need a bone-in ribeye.
No, I will not. I will not accept that.
I won't accept that either.
Coming hard.
Because I think that a filet is significantly different than a marinated piece of hanger.
Correct.
That's true.
Correct.
Yeah, it is.
Correct. So what do we got? The people want to know.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, we're
why don't you get...
They don't care about us.
Are we starting with 3-2? Well, we all have to participate in this.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know Rob's anti-chicken. I'll tell you that right now. Rob craps on chicken.
He's anti-duck. He's anti-chicken.
Yeah, he doesn't like the birds.
Chicken's mid.
Rob needs something that's made for the plains. He wants something that's good in the high winds.
That's right.
Okay, so Rob, where are we going? Are we just going like three cuts of beef? Is that kind of the direction we're going?
No, I'd actually put, if you included fish and we're going to fish, I'll include a nice piece of white halibut in my top three.
Of course, Rob gets the white fish.
That's delicious.
You old man.
Absolutely delicious.
Okay. All right. Is that number three for you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. I'm thinking. I want to make... See, I take lists very seriously, and I didn't plan on participating here.
We've thrown him into a...
Need to think about
this. I know.
This.
That's why I'm actually dragging you into this so that I can have some more time to think about my list, because I feel the same way.
I know.
Well, I'll go number three.
This is why we like Joey. He's thoughtful.
I'm taking three here, and it's a controversial one. And if you ask me... a couple years ago, I probably would have not had this. But I went to Iceland a number of years ago. I went to the motherland, and they don't really have beef there. It's just they don't have enough grasslands to raise cows. So you're either eating fish. They do have some reindeer or caribou, but most of what they eat is lamb. And I'll tell you what, I got a taste for that lamb. And now if I sit down and there is lamb on the menu, I order it every time. Like if I see a lamb chop, it's a lamb chop. I go with a lamb stew. It just so like my lamb sliders. So I'm going, and I know it's controversial. It's not for everyone, but I'm saying the versatility of it. And it's just, it's delightful in so many forms. I'm taking lamb number three, which is different than mutton. Mutton's very tough, but lamb, ooh, now you got to come over sometime for some hot honey lamb sliders. It's a game changer. Rob screwed up by not having one.
So he's Rob went, you've got lamb, Rob went whitefish. I'm going Dungeness.
Ooh, you take nice. A little crab.
Very
all right.
Nice, very nice.
I'm going Dungeness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very highbrow of you.
Number two. For me, it's frog.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
He's being a jackass because he's stressing right now.
I am.
He does take his list very seriously, and you don't realize, like, he is thrown for a loop right now because he's processing, and he doesn't know where to go with number two.
So where's yours? So Sook, let's fill a gap. Right. I'm ready to go.
I'm taking this, and again, as specific as we can get, because I would just say pork. But I don't feel like people are going to, people are going to be like, oh, pork. But if you're giving me, if I can just say pork, because I now when I go to steakhouses, again, I'm ordering a lot of pork chops. The pork chop at Michael Jordan's or at Ox, I'm telling you, game changer. But if I had to be very specific about what kind of pork, I'm going pork belly. Pork belly. You can, because it's, we do a lot of obviously Asian cooking at my house, and the pork belly is so versatile in so many Asian dishes, whether you're doing strips, whether you're doing cubed, whether you have the crispy skin or not, but you can put it in noodle dishes, in ramen, in rice, a really good, especially a spicy pork belly. I'm telling you that's pushing number one for me, but pork, or specifically pork belly, comes in at number two.
Well, so interesting that you and I are sitting in this spot, which I think will make sense in a moment. I'm going to, in the same way that you kind of doubled up on the pork, I'm going to double up on the steak and say either a filet or like a marinated like skirt steak, like with a lot of cumin and
there
like,
you
know, okay. So like, I'm going to go steak there, but kind of like hedge my bet of a, and you know, 2A and 2B with like a nice salty, like medium rare filet, or then like a charred, like a skirt steak hanger.
This is exciting, so because you know what that does? That makes us wonder what might be his number one.
I know.
You know,
I thought steak would be number
for
one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cause it is on mine.
Sure.
Now, number two, I'm going to go with, brisket burnt ends.
So good.
I absolutely love them.
So good.
And you know, I grew up in the Kansas City barbecue, the style.
I am so hungry right now.
And so I'm going number two.
I'm actually taking a bite of my Thai food. So go ahead.
Yeah, so that, ironically, he's eating Thai food.
Burnt ends are so good.
Yeah, I'm going to go burn it.
So criminally underrated.
Yeah, they really are.
I like where you went with that.
So I'm going that number two. Okay, we're up to number one, guys. Yeah. This is important. Yeah. Our top three meats. Sook?
All right, this isn't anything like groundbreaking. I mean, I think this for a lot of people. Dude, it's above everything else. I love the pig. I love duck. I love lamb. There's so many good things, but you can't beat cow. You just can't. Mm. Cow is number one. It's always number one. And if I have to be specific with cow, it is simple. It is a well-marbled bone-in ribeye with a nice crispy crust. I want you to sear the living hell. I want the edge of that thing to be black. And then maybe a nice Cajun seasoning to it. And then right in the middle there, you go with a perfect medium. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. I could eat. And then you need the bone in though, because then it may just be fat and caveman of me, but there is just something great when you're done. If you don't, I don't care what restaurant, how nice it is. I'm picking up that bone and I'm not on it. We're taking a lap around that bone when we're finished. I'm just grabbing that thing like a young toddler grabs like a Crayola crown, and I'm just mowing on it. It just doesn't get any better.
Anybody else a little bit bothered by how intricate he was getting with with the end? I was like, oh my God, when's he going to stop?
No, I'm passionate. I'm passionate. Like if we're getting like a steak to split, you know, sometimes you do like, you do a meal for two or whatever. I'll just tell you right now, don't you dare touch that bone. You'll pull back a bloody stump. That bone's mine.
No, I have to go steak.
Yeah.
Number one, but I think it is a little controversial that I'm going to choose. It is not the best steak. It's never thought of as the prime, whatever. Well, the most
flavorful
steak. Maybe that would probably be the ribeye, right?
Yeah.
I'm going with the New York strip.
Well, they do call it the king of steaks.
Dude, I love a good New York strip. And if you oftentimes, being from Kansas, I'm a little snobby in a sense that you just don't put anything on your steak. It's just meat. Yeah. Cut the meat, eat the meat. But when you get the blue cheese crumble. Yeah.
Maybe a garlic butter or something. Garlic
butter top with a strip. I'm a sucker.
Well, I thought when you said that, I was terrified that you were gonna get it like a filet, and I was like, oh my god,
the filet's good, but
dude, take your panties off and put on some big boy pants and get some flavor.
You know, Joey just said filet.
Yeah, but like when you get like a filet mignon, there's no fat on that.
The filets are good.
Yeah,
I'm going strip. Okay, what's
you salt and you sear it in the butter.
That's right. What's number one on Joey's list?
There is no. If it is on the menu at any restaurant, it's an automatic order for me. Is a bone-in pork chop?
Wow!
Look at that.
That is my my weakness right there. And you know what? A lot of places, because people will like shy away because what happens is they overcook it.
Yeah.
Everybody's scared to undercook pork.
Yeah.
But if you can find a place that has like a bone-in pork chop. Maybe they, maybe they put a good brine on it or, and then they do it just past medium rare, like a little now we're cooking with gas. So that's my number one.
I love that. Cause a lot of times when I do go to steakhouses, I order the pork chop and people look at me like they're like, what? You're at a steakhouse. I'm like, yeah. And I'm getting the best thing on the menu. If you go to Ox,
Bingo.
Which is my buddy's favorite place, the best thing on that menu is their pork chop. They do a delightful bone-in pork chop there.
Agreed. Greg and Gabby, hold it down.
I would like to, since we're each doing a local dish, you did the Ox, I'd like to hear Joey's. I offer the culotte from Laurelhurst Market? It is so good.
It's
so good. And they do a little, they kind of mix up what they put with it, like this puree type of thing. It's delicious. What about you? One dish in Portland, what is it?
Well, see, this is now we got issues because you mentioned Ox, and Ox was a huge support for our foundation, our chef off years ago. And then you mentioned Laurelhurst Market, and I played on the golf team with David Kreifels, so it's like if I'm in Portland, I can't. If I choose one, then it's like I've offended somebody else.
Right? Okay. Yeah. You're a man of the people. So, I get it.
Yeah. I'm going to the Ghost Tree Grill at Bandon
and getting the
bone-in pork chop.
Yeah.
They have a good one out there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Get that next time I'm out.
And again, outside local, I went Portland, but I'm telling you, the MJ Steakhouse up at A&A, also a delightful bone-in pork chop.
You can't be doing honorable mentions here.
Well, now we were out.
Now we got to go another round.
He went out of Portland.
All right. Well, that was probably the most important Joey Harrington interview we've ever done.
Of all time.
Thank you.
One, we established the truth.
Yep.
Talked about, actually, there was like a whole section in there where we didn't talk about swearing or meat. So it was kind of a,
Yeah. Thank you for your
well-rounded.
We appreciate your courage.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
That
is J. Joseph Harrington, quarterback extraordinaire. We're back at the club next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.